Hello. Welcome to the AlexiCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com.
Welcome to the AlexiCast. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about how to make music groups work, as well as Alexa routines. If you're new to the show, I'm not an Alexa expert. This show has been just me about exploring, as I refer to her as the woman in the tube, as I get to do more and more things with it. If you would like to get a unit, they come in many shapes and features, please visit alexacast.com and click on the Amazon banner. We do get a small portion as a referral fee. So today, I've talked about music groups in the past. I was kind of bummed out because I couldn't get them to work. And what this is you can go into the Alexa app, go to Smart Home, and in there, you can click on a group. So for me, I have a dot in my office. I have a dot in my bedroom. And I could add those as a group. And the idea is I could then say to play some music on, and I named that upstairs, oddly enough, because both those are, you guessed it, upstairs. And I listen to a lot of Spotify. I like Spotify. I don't dislike Pandora. I just like Spotify. Well, Spotify does not work on groups. So I kind of gave up on the feature. I was like, well, blah, 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 blah. But here's what it does work on. It works on Amazon Music Unlimited. And this is basically, we have access to just about every song on the planet. There's Amazon Prime Music, which I do have. If you don't have Amazon Prime, if you buy a lot of things on Amazon, man, does this pay for itself, because you get free shipping, free two-day shipping. It's amazing. And you also get a bunch of Amazon Prime. You also get a bunch of videos. I just trying to think of the last thing I watched on Amazon. I actually like it a little better than Netflix in times of getting newer movies. Netflix is kind of awful these days. And you also have Amazon Music. So there's all those things. And then they said some third party music providers. Well, it turns out those are iHeartRadio and Pandora. And how this works is you have to say to her play, and then the music selection. So for me, I have to make sure mine's off here. I'd have to say something like, I have a station, if I want to kind of chill out, called John Mayer Radio. So I would say to her, play John Mayer Radio on Pandora on Upstairs, because Upstairs is the name of my group. So it's one of those things where it's not hard once you learn how to say it. Because for me, I have to specify where does that list come from. And she might be able to figure that out if I just said play John Mayer Radio on Upstairs. Let's find out, shall we? Alexa, play John Mayer Radio on Upstairs. There we go. Which is interesting. Alexa, stop. Because she said it in the other room. I could hear her in the bedroom saying, getting your station from Pandora. So that's kind of cool. So it's not as bad as I thought. Then I went in and I started kind of poking around Amazon Prime Music. There is a ton of music. Like, I just saw where Kelly Clarkson has a new album out. They have a really cool section. I like a lot of hard rock. They had some cool stuff on that. And I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about routines here in a minute. But I went through, and you can make these playlists. So it's a little bit like if you've ever used Spotify, where you can find an album and you can make your own list. So I made a lister, if I wanted to, of workout music and things like that. And you can then go in on your phone and play these playlists. So if you're at the gym and things like that, and your gym has Wi-Fi, which mine does, if you have Planet Fitness, they typically do. And I'm like, you know what? I could listen to this music while I'm working out. Okay, that could be cool. So I go down to the other new thing I want to talk about is Alexa routines. So I heard about these on a recent commercial where you can basically tell her, you know, let me turn mine off. I'm going to call her Agnes. Agnes, start my day. And start my day could then be turn on my bedroom light. In fact, I have this set up right now. I tell her, Agnes, start my day. And it turns on my bedroom light. It gives me the weather and then plays my news brief. Now, the other thing it could do is it could tell me about the traffic. Well, I work from home, so not a lot of traffic coming from the bedroom to the office. So I turn that one off. But that's kind of the cool thing and the bad news about it. That's the four things you can get it to do. You can get it to control some of your smart home. So for me, I have a light that's wired up. It can give me the weather, it can give me the traffic, and it can play my news brief. But what I wanted it to do is I also wanted it to tell me what's on my calendar. I would love it to then play a random song from a playlist. And this is where I was kind of bummed, because you can have Agnes play any of the playlists from Amazon Prime as long as it's not the one that you made. So it'll play, if you go in to Amazon Prime Music, there are a ton of playlists. You want country, pop, oldies, you want to listen to Christmas music already? They got you lined up. There's a ton of built-in playlists. And I'm actually going to start listening to some of those. It looks pretty cool. But I made a playlist because I made one, I think it was called Get Out of Bed, and there was another Get Out of Bed playlist on Spotify. And I was like, okay, play Dave Get Out of Bed. And she was like, I can't find that playlist. And I'm like, So then I was like, hey, Agnes, play Get Out of Bed, play my Get Out of Bed playlist on Amazon Prime on Upstairs. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So it doesn't play your playlist. It only plays the built-in playlist from Amazon. So where you can say a playlist on Spotify or Pandora, we just proved that, she doesn't work on her own stuff. She doesn't recognize her own Amazon-based playlist, which is kind of a bummer. But because I thought it would be, for me, it'd be great if I could say, hey, Agnes, start my day. And she could turn on my light. She could give me the weather. She could give me my news brief and then play a random song from one of my playlists. And I could have a playlist of all these songs that would get me in, up, and get out of bed. That's my wish list for anyone listening from Amazon. That's what I thought it would be cool to do. So those are two features that are cool. You know, the group feature is cool. So you could go in and say, instead of, hey, turn on the light one, turn on light two, you could just say, hey, turn on the living room and all the lights would come on, or turn off all the lights and it would turn off all the lights in the house. I think I'm going to actually set that up, because there are times when I'm always like, what if the light's on in the living room? And I could just say, look, turn off all the lights, and she would kill them all, which would be cool. So also, since tomorrow is Halloween, if you ask her, and this is how we're going to end the show today. Again, if you like the show and you're going to be doing any kind of shopping, and if you found this valuable, do me a favor. It only takes a second. Go to alexacast.com, click on any of the Amazon banners. It doesn't matter what's on the banner. You can click on it and we get a small finder's fee. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can also subscribe to the show. Just go to alexacast.com/iTunes. And as well as you can go to alexacast.com/Android and never miss an episode. But as tomorrow is Halloween, we're going to leave with Alexa singing a spooky song. And all you have to do is ask her, sing a spooky song.
Did you hear that? They're scratching at my closet door. A squeak, a creak. Squeak a creak under my bed or in my head. All the ghouls sing bump a thump, black cats go meow meow, bump a womp, howling at the moon now. Oh, it's Halloween night. Watch out for the things that go bump in the night. Things that go bump in the night.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.